Welcome to the Tales from Wine Box podcast. This is episode 350. I almost forgot to change it, but caught it at the last second. Spotlight on Action Comics number 1000, circa 2018. 80 years of Superman. This is a big issue. And I was going to say, anyway, I'm Chris Mosby. We'll get to that next. Sorry.
That's okay. I am Caleb Gerard.
I am Murray Fox.
And I'll tell you, there's a picture here. I'm looking at a Brian Michael Bendis, and he looks about 80. So.
Does he? Well, he had Hellscare right there before he switched over, so maybe that aged
him. I don't know.
Let's see, just some of the people. I'm looking at the Comixology page. You got written by Brian Michael Bendis. I don't know why they had to put him in the front, but anyway. Brian Michael Bendis, Paul Dini, Richard Donner, Cindy Goff, Jeff Johns, and more.
Called alphabetical, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You got, pencils. Raphael McCurkey, turn a left turn there. John Cassidy. Oliver Copiel, Jose Luis Garcia Lopez. Haven't heard that name in a while. Some Patrick Gleason. You got who else did some stuff? There's actual Kurt Swan stuff in here. Apparently, and it seems like I read the one with the Kurt Swan art was one that was never published before, and it was sitting in a drawer. So they put it in there, and Kurt's. We could have a conversation with some people that are iconic Superman artists. He would be at the top of my list.
I met him once. I met him very briefly.
Yeah. But apparently that story was...
Mr. Swan, love your stuff.
Yes.
Thank you.
Is he still alive? I thought he...
Who? Kurt Swan?
I thought he passed away.
A long time ago.
That's what I thought. Anyway... you got some Brad Metzler, Jerry Ordway. That's another one that's a iconic Superman one to me. Dan Jurgens, that would be another one.
Yeah.
So, how about you? Iconic Superman. I really don't have an iconic writer, but definitely artists that are iconic.
I am blown away that they don't have Perez represented anywhere in this thing, that he didn't do at least a pinup.
Go ahead.
And I'm surprised, and I'm sure there's strong reasons for this, but that Byrne didn't do at least a pinup or cover. Or
yeah, Byrne and Perez would be iconic ones too, and I think I have a reason for that.
We lost Chris.
We lost Chris. I'm here.
Can you hear me now?
I think Byrne was... I'm trying to remember where I read it. Probably on Bleeding Cool. But I think Byrne was asked to participate and was left like a phone number to get back. And then the phone number wasn't the correct phone number or whatever. I don't know. It was DC, but it wasn't... It wasn't like to a direct, like it wasn't like Dan Didio called Byrne directly. It was sort of so that is what I remember reading, and that's maybe why he's not a part of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that would be my guess.
He should have been included because he had a huge role.
Yeah,
I agree.
He rebooted the character here. Yeah.
And he is included in the hardcover, comics, the 80 years of Superman action comics hardcover.
Which issue did they use?
His first Action Comics issue, so Superman teaming up with the Teen Titans.
The awesome cover too. When he's holding, who's he? He's holding Wonder Girl up, I think, or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's included. He's just not included in the.
Yeah.
Actual 1,000 comic.
Yeah.
But I don't think Perez is in the...
I don't know. I haven't...
80 years. I'm still working my way through it, but I don't think
I just flipped
he's included
through it, so.
At all.
You guys hear me now?
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, both of Perez's runs were short. I mean, they didn't like jump out and go, oh my God, this is, you know, this was a redefinition of the character, like Byrne or Kurt Swan
And was he actually on action?
He might have been. I know he did some Superman stuff.
That's a good point. He was not. He was doing Superman. He did Superman.
That's what I was going to say.
That's a really good point. So these were all – okay, so I didn't realize that. These were only people who worked on action?
Well, like in the hardcover, it's certainly only characters or action. Like it's just Action Comics, period, right? But in the ones that – like in the comic I don't know. I think it's probably just people that have worked on Superman, right? Because I don't think Simonson and Ordway were on action.
Yeah, I don't know what Ed Simonson. She was the one who was doing during the resurrection of Superman stuff.
Right, but she had like
Man of Steel.
No, is that what it was called? Man of Steel or Superman? She had a book, but I don't think it was the action book.
All right. You're probably right.
I had to grab it. I haven't gone through
it. Like Brad Meltzer, he's never been on Action Comics. So this is the Action Comics comic is just a collection of
folks
that have stuff to say about Superman.
People who wanted to work on it. Yeah, I'm sure Denny's never worked on action. Denny obviously did. I don't even know if he's done any Superman.
It's like I was talking to Caleb earlier in the week. They did this at the 75th anniversary. They did these books called, you know, 75 The Flash, a 75 year celebration, and they'd have, you know, certain stories in it. And they did one for Robin, they did one for Batman, Green Arrow, The Flash, Superman, of course. And this is basically the same kind of thing. They've just picked certain stories out of Action Comics history, and there's other little, you know, vignettes in there as well.
Yeah, but and I get that in terms of the collection. I was talking about this Action Comics number 1000. I mistakenly believed for a moment there that only people who had actually worked on action were represented here, but that's clearly not true because, again, a couple of the names haven't even – I mean, I think Donner did what – he did a couple issues, but it was Superman with Jeff Johns when they – and Paul Dini, I don't think he's even done Superman. He's done some Batman or Detective or something.
Well, you know,
hasn't Paul Dini done like Adventures of Superman or
like, I'm sure
the
he
animated?
Did.
He's done the animated version.
Well, you know,
did he do that book? I don't know.
I don't know if he did the book. He did the cartoon, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
I'm flipping through here right now. And I just noticed that there is at least one story that is in this hardcover that's in Action Comics 1000.
Well, it's only in the digital version of Action Comics 1000.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's not in the paper real
copy. Is
that
the Bendis one?
No, that's the Levitz Neil Adams one.
Oh, okay. You saw that too? Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look through this yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Perhaps one of the most boring Neil Adams drawn stories in the history of Neil Adams.
Man,
I haven't read it yet.
Speaking of that, has anybody read that Dead Man series that he's doing? It makes no sense at all.
Nope.
Just like is it just me or? Because I tried to read a couple issues, and I'm thinking, I must be missing something. And it just doesn't make any sense. It's like that Batman Odyssey
gave it
thing.
A try, because it's kind of picking right up off of, or it's supposed to be, some sort of continuation or thematic sequel to, like, the original Dead Man run, which I liked. I liked that a lot. And he was, I think, doing the writing on some of that series towards the end, but this miniseries is wackadoo all over the place.
I mean,
I don't care what's going on.
Like that Batman Odyssey he wrote.
I find it visually.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say the Dead Man stuff I found visually hard to follow. So I didn't even. I got through one issue. It's like, I can't do this, so I dropped it.
Yeah, same here.
My brain couldn't wrap around it for some reason.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Let's get into it.
So first of all, awesome idea. Whoever decided on the idea of the covers, one cover, one all, extra cover for each of the different eras. And
yes.
I really, really love the hell out of that Steranko one.
Yes, for, that is awesome.
For the 1970s.
Yes.
Oh, that would be a good one.
Though, the
It's so good. So pretty.
The one they did for the 1930s, it should look more, I thought it should look more like the Superman did back then, but they're keeping with the same look. And
the Steve Rude?
Yeah, the first one, yeah. I'm trying to figure out what he's busting up. I would think it would be something, because the whole sun thing, and there's like guys behind him, and it's like I'm missing something. Is that, recognize
it's,
that?
It's just a cult, I think.
Something like that? Okay, yeah, because it seems very, very specific.
And while I'm a fan normally of Mike Allred's kind of wonky throwback stuff, mm-hmm. that action cover that he, the one that he did, that mm-hmm. he and Lara did for 1960s, was a little too on the nose.
Yeah, let's go through them. So the first one we got for the 1930s, we have one 1930s variant cover. You got one by Steve Rude. Very, very well done. I like it.
Yeah.
It's perfect. The iconic look. And I have to say, when they said they're going to bring the trunks back, it doesn't seem to... I don't know. I don't know why they decided to do that, because I just got used to it not having them. And I kind of, you know, it's kind of cool seeing them back. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I love them.
Yeah.
I think that Brian Michael Bendis wrote a lot of words of why there's about the trunks.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, that was kind of goony.
Mm-hmm. God, it was.
I thought it was going to be a real explanation, but it's just like offhand comments by, if it was a game, they would be called non-player characters.
Yeah, remind me to give my opinion of what of how worried I am about Bendis's run, but I'll go into that later.
Well, you know, we'll go from there. But I mean, it's going to have a lot of talking. Okay, next one, we got
Michael Cho.
Michael Cho. Where does that sound familiar?
I don't know, but it's beautiful.
Why won't my phone turn off mute? Won't mute.
Dave Gibbons for 1950s is kind of nice as well. Again, little on the nose, but still nice.
Yes. I agree.
And then that Action Comics one that from the Allreds, it's like any anniversary issue they did for Action, right? I like how it's got the different slices, like a pie, and different scenes from Superman's life over,
mm-hmm.
well, in the 60s, clearly.
Yeah.
So that one panel down there at the bottom of Supergirl hitting Superman in the chin, looks like she's hitting Richard Nixon.
Yeah, and there's various...
Do you have this, Murray?
No, I don't have the digital copy in front of me.
Oh, okay, yeah. They actually put them in on the Comixology one. Believe it or not.
I'll forward this to you later, Murray, and you can check
sure.
it out.
Yes, the copy is on the share website we use as well.
Oh, there's that as well. But they do have Kandor and the Super Pets on it, so
the random pieces of kryptonite were kind of interesting. If you look, you can see
them. Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, like that. Wow. In the one with the super baby and the kid with the big head, you got a blue kryptonite. There's gold, green, white. I don't see any others. But they're kind of sparse in there. Too bad the Legion
wasn't there. And then there's this awesome 1970s variant cover by Steranko where he's got Superman up in the air, wrapped in the American flag, holding an American flag pole with the eagle on the top, and it's got the Daily Planet in the background with pigeons in the air. It's really It's nice.
Then I really liked it.
Then Joshua Middleton, I can't place the name, but he did an 80s one, which...
It looks great.
I guess. Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's kind of like Christopher Reeve.
That's
Superman.
Exactly what I was going to say. Exactly. That's
which
exactly
seems odd, because that would be more 1970s. But
yeah, but yeah, that's what you think. And then the next one for the 2000s, 1990, is Dan Jurgens, which I just noticed it just now. Lois is helping him take his shirt off to uncover the S, which is interesting.
Oh, please. Yeah, she's just stripping him. She just likes pulling his pants out of his shirt out of his pants.
I didn't notice that until just now, but that's a good example, because he was doing the art, if not writing too, when Darkseid was around, or not Darkseid, Doomsday, and the whole bit. So, next one, who was that again? Lee Bermejo.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. It looks familiar, but I don't recognize him off the bat.
The one thing I find a little off-putting about this, and again, I'm going to come back to the shorts now, or the underwear on the outside.
Yes.
Is this should have been the one where the underwear was not there.
That makes sense.
Oh yeah,
because it's got.
It's the modern take, right? Or no?
Yeah.
It's close to it.
Yeah. I mean, it's got the, you know how in the current one, his stuff almost looked like an armor on him?
Yeah.
With the S being actually standing out. It was like.
Yeah, and you can see it on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm not going to harp on it because it's gorgeous. And Superman clearly does about 1,000 crunches a day. In this picture.
And did you notice, though, that they did leave a little bit from the new 52 Superman on there, though?
That's what I mean. That's why it should have been. He shouldn't have had the underwear on the outside, at least in this one.
Mm-hmm. It's like they wanted to just forget about that altogether.
Yeah. Oh, and then look at that! This beautiful one of the two Flashes fighting. Oh no! Wait a minute. That's a different.
Yeah.
That's an ad. Okay.
Yeah. They find. I follow Porter on Instagram, and they don't show it in that page, but they're not fighting each other. They're fighting Zoom. Should be interesting.
Shocking. A misleading ad.
Yes,
no.
I know. No. Okay, hey, so.
Yeah, Marie, so I'll send you this PDF, or send you this file so you can, or check it out on the drive. It's got, and check out those covers. A couple of them are really
Oh, they're amazing. Really
amazing.
They really are. Okay.
You guys go first. I'm still trying to think if there's one I like.
Well,
here,
to tell you the truth, this first one is pretty good because it's Dan Jurgens. And one of the things I was talking about, one of the things they left.
You're breaking up again, Chris. We're losing you.
Sorry.
Did we lose him, Murray?
It sounds like it. I don't hear him anymore. He's gonzo.
Hey, can you hear me now?
I wonder if it's recording.
Hello?
Gosh.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Is it recording?
Yeah, it's recording. Let me fix the priority on the kids playing Xbox, and that should help. It helped last time.
While you're doing that, let me explain to you why I had a problem with this whole issue, and then you guys pick your stories. I don't want to rain on anyone's parade, but
no.
They really hammer the idea over the course of these, was it 7 or 8 stories, however many it was, that Superman's an inspiration. I get it. I got it in the first story. I got it in the second story. I got it in the last story. Basically, Superman's an inspirational character. Yay.
Well, for sure he is.
No. And
well,
I
understand
that.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, and I can understand that they did kind of go a little crazy with it, but I think one of the main reasons is we need a character like that right now. There isn't anybody to look, you know, the kids to look up to. And I doubt, I mean, to me, it kind of energized my love for Superman a little bit. And, you know, he can be, I didn't like the smart-ass Superman that they had in New 52. And, I mean, he grew on me a little bit, but I don't know. This is why I like Superman, and I'm sure this is a lot. This kind of stuff is exactly why people don't like Superman. I know plenty of people that just hate Superman.
I like him well enough, and I like these kinds of stories in moderation. This was 80 pages of it. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Maybe they're just trying to get back to his roots because, I mean, isn't that what his first story was him, you know, beating up on bad guys and wife beaters and things like that, you know, I don't know.
And Japs and gooks and,
well, you know, everybody did that back then.
And crowds. And,
yeah. And okay, so I really like this first story. I don't know if we want to read it because it's kind of wordy. But it's by Dan Jurgens and with some ink by Norm Ratmund, which made it look even familiar. This is one of those iconic artists that I was talking about when we started. And my favorite thing about this is that he's fighting Kund warriors. Which anybody that's ever been a Legion fan, that race was always, giving the Legion trouble back in the 30th century, So it's kind of a throwback to them. So I like that. And basically he's got all these threats going on. They're trying to have a Superman Day. And which is kind of goes along with Caleb was saying about, you know, he's an inspiration. And people get up on the podium and they're saying, well, he saved me from drowning and the whole time. And there's a cheesy shot where Lois pulls her shirt open and has the Superman shirt on. And the kid, John's like, she's been waiting to do that all day, you know. Anyway, the whole time she's talking to Perry, and he keeps looking for... Go ahead.
They did bring back that... They brought back that statue, the one, and I think Jurgens actually drew that cover around in the...
Yeah.
Superman was quote-unquote dead for a while.
Yes.
That one where the gold statue has the eagle landing on his arm.
Yes, that is from an old Superman, or it might be Action Comics, cover. It might have been Superman, but I think the eagle was on the other arm, but that's kind of what that's from. I think it's Superman number 15 is the first time they showed that, and it'd be like the... behind him is like the colors of the flag. But yeah, that's what that is. That exact statue. I thought that was pretty cool. From the era, the Death of Superman era. So everybody gets up there talking, even a crook gets up there and says how, you know, he saved me too, and so on and so forth, and it's kind of cool, that whole part, and it's wordy. We get that. And Perry White comes up to talk, and then he realizes she's not talking to Perry. She's talking to somebody else, and he takes off trying to see if the Kuns have done something else. And he ends up running into Wonder Woman, saying, hey, go back down there. They need you. You know, we got this. And come to find out, Lois had made a deal with Batman to take care of Metropolis while he's doing his thing. And you see this wonderful two-page spread with a whole bunch of superheroes, Firestorm, Sideways even, Mera, bunch of Titans. You got four Green Lanterns, maybe five. Batman's even there. Robin, Nightwing, Supergirl, the whole bit. Steel.
Yeah, and there's two characters who should not be there.
Yeah, who?
That would be Harley Quinn and Deathstroke should not be there.
You know, you're right. They're good guys again, I think. I don't know. I haven't read the Deathstroke. I know.
Deathstroke is a badass assassin who just happens to get away with shit because every once in a while,
yeah,
he's on the right side of things, but he does it the wrong way. And yeah, Harley Quinn should definitely not be. I mean,
no,
I understand.
It's
suspension of suspending the suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
The fifth one.
Now, who is that hooded character in green that's right behind Firestorm?
I
think she's one of the Titans, isn't it? Lilith?
Yeah, Lilith.
Oh, is that Omen? Lilith?
Yeah, okay. I think. That'd be my guess.
Yeah.
That's a good guess, because of where she's standing with the couple
Aquaman's
of things
in there.
Her, on her
Flash,
left. Yeah,
or Wally West, and Booster, and all that stuff. So, everybody's in Superman
outfits.
Characters. Mm-hmm. There you go.
So that's your fave. Batman. I like that one.
Yeah, that's. I think that one's my favorite.
I got it narrowed down to two.
Okay.
And they're both short.
I'm going
with both of them. I liked The Car by Johns and Donner and Olivier Coipel.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
It was beautiful. And it showed that Geoff Johns can do like a good, touching heartstring story when he's not ripping off arms and legs and stuff.
Yeah, you can. Now, for those that haven't
read
it.
Now, which one was that? Remind me again. Which one that was, Murray.
Yeah.
It's the story of the guy who was driving the getaway car in the very first Action Comics story with Superman, and he lifts the car up and throws it. So it tells the story of the guy who owned the car, who was living on the wrong side of the tracks, and who's a bit of a criminal. And then Superman kind of inspires him to change his ways a little
bit. It's the guy that's in the car on the cover of the very first issue of Action Comics. The one that he's picking up and throwing. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's a nice touch.
It is. The artwork is beautiful. And I like the ending where we see that, he's Butch, I think that's his name, has decided to change his ways. He's been inspired by the Superman, and I liked it. It was a nice, touching, short little character study there. And the artwork is beautiful.
I've always liked
Coipel, but he's totally, like his time at Marvel, he's totally coming to his own. It's gorgeous, gorgeous work.
And that one line near the end where the guy's saying, basically, is it really that easy? And Superman's like, doesn't have to be more complicated than that.
That's right.
Flies off, You can just do it or not do it. You don't have to overthink it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the line.
Opens up a fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Butch is talking about how he had this rough life and he didn't have anyone there for him. And then Soupy says, be that person who wasn't there for you for someone else. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Yep.
Great little message. So I liked that one.
That was good.
And then I also liked the Tom King? I think it's the Tom King story. Tom King and Clayman, which is also beautiful, beautiful artwork. I'm trying to think. Clayman, I feel, did a few of the Legion backup stories when they were in action, maybe. Like, before they got their book back and New 52 and stuff, I think. Or before, just after, or around the time of Legion of Three Worlds. I think that was Clayman. But this work by him is gorgeous. It's kind of, and the colors are great too. So Jordi Belair does these beautiful colors. And the story is, at first I thought, well, I'm not going to like this, but I did. I liked it. It's the end of everything, I guess. The end of the Earth. Superman's billions of years old. Lois and John Kent are billions of years old. And it's just a story of Superman coming to what's left of the Earth before it falls into the red sun. And he's just saying goodbye to the Kents and saying thank you. And
yeah, it's a good one.
It's a neat little, again, it's just a little character piece. And yeah, I liked it. I thought it was good. I mean, at the end we get, I don't know, Tom King always does this sort of, it's not quite meta, but he's like, Superman is talking to Pa about, or they were reminiscing about science, religion, what's what matters. And in the end he says, you said you didn't see it that way. It was all the same. Science, religion, myth, they're all stories. We're all stardust fallen, and we look to the sky, and we wait to be reclaimed. And it's kind of, I don't know that it's super inspiring, but it's kind of sweet, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool.
Yep, yeah, I would put those in my two favorites, I think, of the book.
You know, and I was gonna say the Tom King one, but I guess if I have to pick another one, it's gonna be the Paul Dini, Jose Luis Garcia Lopez, Mr. Mixoplick story, which spoilers on that one, but the idea that there's action land and there's a tour guide and they're going through the rocket ship it's a ride rocket ship that looks like Kal-El's original rocket ship that came in the early issues of Action or Superman with the pointy nose and stuff, and make sure your arms and legs are inside this cart, and talks about the different places you can visit around Superman's life, where you can go lift a tractor, or you can destroy Toy Man's robot in Metropolis, and then the whole thing about, I remember that, and again, this may be from the cartoon, how Mixoplick had a girlfriend or a wife. I have no idea.
I'm trying to.
The hot wife.
No, it was actually in the comics.
Was it? Because I know it was in the cartoon. I mean, I remember there was a whole episode about it. So
I don't remember the episode about him having a girlfriend in a cartoon, but it was.
He had two episodes in the cartoon. There was the one where he's challenging Superman in Metropolis,
right.
And then there's another one where somehow maybe it's the same one where he ends up back. He keeps going back, and his wife is just bored out of her mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Mixie.
Yeah, they had it where he was the one that.
We lose Chris again. We keep.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
And now in the last panel. Who's that little naked guy with the antennas?
I think... hang on. Let me pull it up again. Okay, so we've got... is it Quisp or something? Like from Flash?
No, Quisp was like a little pink character. He looked like a little...
I don't remember that.
So not him. So...
What's that Quisp? That's Say You and
yeah.
And
is it Batman? Aquaman? I felt like it was from Aquaman or from Flash.
It might be.
Aquaman had like a little impy thing too at one point.
That I don't remember. Can you hear me now?
I can't play.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't place who that is, but I really enjoyed that story, and then the Tom King one was really good, and this little one, this one that. Basically, it's just about a gun being fired.
Yeah.
And Superman trying to get there in time. It's what, 6 pages long, and somehow it worked as a 6-page story or a 5-page story by Brad Meltzer and John Cassaday.
Yeah, well, he doesn't do work very often unless it's a cover, so I was surprised at that. But I like that a lot. Just how powerful he is. And that shows off what I was talking about earlier. They've still got a little, instead of a straight line where his costume ends before, when his hands, there's got that little bit of flare there. That's the only thing that's left of the new 52 outfit.
What?
Look at the, his arms.
Uh-huh.
Where they, right before it goes into the, you know, where his costume stops and his hand starts, right there at the wrist.
Uh-huh.
The original costume was just straight, but there's still a little bit of flare there, oh. You know, jagged lines kind of thing. And that, all, and depending on who's drawing, it also, it might go up to the back of the hand. It's on the cover, too. But that's the only thing that they
left.
Yeah,
I thought they had done the thumb holes and the sleeves on all these costumes, like the kids like to wear.
Yeah.
But the kids in the soccer pump.
Yes, exactly. But they left it, and if you look at all of those covers, they left it on there. Well, not all of them, but some of them they did. Anyway, I thought that was interesting that they chose to leave that. So what else?
Can I talk about my worries about Brian Michael?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So in his whole story.
Wait, real quick.
Brian Michael Bendis's strength is his, you know, his ability to write the little quick back and forth dialogue. Mm-hmm. So like the 1940s Thin Man type back and forth. I'm so clever. You're so clever. I'm so clever. Dialogue. That's his strength. And as much as I bitch about him, how basically nothing happens in a comic he writes, his dialogue is enjoyable. I will grant him that. Most of the time,
still need to read powers.
I don't think, right, and when I have read powers, that's I've enjoyed it. I don't go out of my way for it, but
yeah.
You know, I'm gonna miss him on Spider-Man. I'm gonna miss him on Iron Man. I think that those were more down to earth characters. I think that's. I don't. I mean, I'm judging him very superficially on one story. But the characters that get the most dialogue are these two bimbos and the, excuse me, I'm sorry, that was rude. These two women in the restaurant that gets blown up during the battle. And Superman actually doesn't talk that much.
Nope.
And
yeah, we don't get a sense of what Bendis is going to bring to the character yet, other than the shorts.
Right. Boy, and that whole back and forth, what was that? Let me see. Was that a page of dialogue, or was that 2 pages of dialogue? Oh, no, it just felt like more. It was actually...
It's just a couple panels, but you're right, it goes on.
It felt like more.
Yeah, they do that. It was a very weird story, and especially talking about his shorts, and then... The very last panel about when he destroyed Krypton.
Yeah, I'm actually intrigued about this villain. I'll be honest with you. This villain does give me something to look forward to.
Yeah, it's my appetite is whetted.
Yes,
and that one page, and I don't know if this is if this was Bendis or if this was Jim Lee that made this page happen. But the one where Superman is about to crash into that bookstore.
Yes.
When he just stops.
Stop. That was.
Yeah, he's thinking
to himself. That whole sequence, the blackout.
Yeah.
From the blackout to him kind of turning around going, oh, crap. And the crowd running away in the background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was an amazing page for me.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And again, I don't know if that was Bendis writing or if it was Jim Lee drawing it, but. If that was Bendis writing that, I have that gives me some hope.
I could, but the I rest could of it see doesn't... him doing that. That seems like something he would do. And I'm judging from his non-Marvel work, because they had a Bendis sale where they said some of his creator-owned stuff, and I bought like the first issues of that stuff, and it's really good. So I'm hoping that, you know, there's something there. worth seeing.
Yeah.
And then the bad guy, Colin Kara, his cousin sister. I thought that was cute. But
yeah.
Again, no.
I like that he included Supergirl. I mean, yeah. I would have liked if she'd had something to say, but the fact that he included her,
I think she said shows oof, that, didn't she? Or
I don't even think she said that.
Something.
No.
But yeah, she's included, so maybe it's you know, I think that's a good sign, right? Mm-hmm. That he's not forgetting, or he's not going to ignore. I hope the other. Super family peoples.
Well, and now, I mean, with this, you know, with this character coming to kill Kryptonians, which is what it appears, you know, maybe we'll get, you know, maybe Bendis has got like a 2-year plan of going around that and reminding us how many Kryptonians are actually still alive.
Yeah.
Just a thought. I'm hesitantly, I don't know, I'm hesitant about it. I would like to see, like you said, Marie, I think you put it best, is that we didn't really get a sense of Superman's character or what he's going to do with Superman's character.
Well, I saw they showed the covers. They already have a solicit for the hardcover collecting the entire run on Amazon. I saw it when I was looking at new stuff. So.
Cool.
I don't think that Lee's going to be the artist, though. But
No. He couldn't finish one issue of Immortal Men, let alone get a second one done. So
yeah.
Who is drawing it? Just out of the Man of Steel. Oh, yeah. Man of Steel is going to be a different artist each month, right?
I think. Yeah. You're right. That should be interesting.
And we don't know who's going to be drawing Action in Superman yet, right?
Feel like we do know.
Oh. I don't think so.
I feel like we do for Superman, don't we?
I don't know.
I'd have to look. I've been saving the links because I've been busy, but I've saved a bunch of those links from C2E2 and a couple others. I was going to go back and look through them, but yeah. I don't
know. Maybe we do. I don't know.
They did a huge picture that puts all the covers of the series together, so it should be interesting.
It's got that Justice League on the left, and then them revealing the rocket ship in the middle, and that new bad guy, Superman and Lois necking, and Superman dying, and then this story about those two going up against that new bad guy, Supergirl and Superman going up against the new bad guy.
Yeah.
So does that... Is Supergirl still going to be going after this?
I don't. Run-star? I think she's on the. They are canceling that.
Yeah, I think she's had her last issue.
Yeah, I know she was on the bubble. Because it's kind of sad to see the Super Sons, but that kind of got old and wasn't nearly as good as I thought it was going to be.
Well, I feel like they've got plans for the characters, though. So.
Yeah. They're supposed to
be.
So
we'll see where they turn up.
Yeah, they're supposed to be in that new Titans book. I think.
Well, Robin, yes. I don't know about.
Yeah,
John, but
he might just be in Superman.
Well, he's already. I think I saw somewhere where he's already said that that's some tragedy happens in Superman's life.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I hope they don't kill him off. I like that kid. I really do.
All right. Well.
Doggone it.
Doggone you, Superman, or Bang. He won't kill him. I mean, or he'll put him in limbo for a while, maybe.
You never know. All right. Well, we'll see. How long have we been talking anyway? Talking for a while now.
350 episodes. That's how long we've been talking.
Yeah. We've been talking almost an hour. So, anything else we got to talk about?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
I'm good. Marie, check out those covers. If you want me to send it to you, just drop me an IM and I'll send it to you.
I'll
check them out. I'm sure they're great. Okay.
I have them too, so just let me know. All right. 80 years of Superman. That's a long time, man. It's a long time. And, yeah, this is the last day. Well, tomorrow's my last day of my vacation. Go back to the real world. You have two jobs instead of one again. What was I going to say? I was going to say something else really smart-assy, but I don't remember. Anyway, yeah, okay, fine. Anyway, as always, you can send an email to podcast@tellsmallonvox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on a Facebook page. Yeah, Facebook. Okay, anyway, or you can make comments on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. And we are out.
All righty. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, gang.
You too. Hey, Murray, the teachers in Chandler might go on strike on Thursday. So you might, if you need a substitute gig, you can fly down here.
I'll call you a scab then.
No, I'm not doing that. I will support my teaching brethren.
It says we're not unionized here, so there's no scabbing.
I know, but still.
Oh, I see.
Still.
There's no all union, right. And still they're going out? Ooh.
Well, it's, yeah. Dude, it's bad. Yeah. And so
we're 49th out of the 50 states down here.
Yeah.
On pay.
Ooh.
That's crazy, man.
And I don't think, American teachers aren't paid great to begin with, so.
Nope. I was kidding. We don't want. I. It's just that they're going to close the school. So. All right, gentlemen. I'm going to go. I'm going to go bug my wife.
All right.
Have fun.
All righty. You too, man.
Later.
Talk to you later.